Hello, it's the 20th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A World War II hero from Luton should be honoured by his community for his sacrifice, according to a local social worker. Andy Stowman met the humble, kind and gentle Eric Trott through his daughter. He says that Mr. Trott began his career as a volunteer in the Royal Army Medical Corps before being sent to a Nazi breeding hospital close to Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. The army officer hid the trauma and devastation of that experience from his family. Stowman believes that the notice board at the Mall should be restored where war veterans could be memorialised. Ultimately, he wants St Matthew's Primary School, where Trott was a pupil, to hold a special assembly and for Luton Council to place a memorial plaque where he resided on Edward Street. Football team AFC Dunstable could be given away for free. Chairman Simon Bullard said he would now like to bow out after 30 years with the club. Many different groups have already shown an interest in his proposal. Council tax in central Bedfordshire will be frozen for the 2023-24 fiscal year. While other councils have raised tax for the same period, Central Beds Council said the tax bill will remain the same, achieved through careful budget control over a number of years. The CBC plans no cuts to services and will still submit a balanced budget for the year. Bedford's Big Swim Day to support area swimming pools struggling with energy and funding pressures has been organised by Fusion Lifestyle. The free event will take place on the 24th of February. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.